Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, Jay. Yeah, so help me, Jay. Help me, Jay. Man, remember the Beach Boys? Help me, Jay. help me, Jay Bird.
Why am I forgetting who sings that? Help me, Rhonda.
That's Beach Boys. Help me, Rhonda.
That's right.
Help me, Rhonda. It's the 20th of January, so we are now pretty much, by the time we get to the end of the day, two-thirds of the way through the month of January, en français, January 2023. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay, to go through the good news. How about these for headlines? Cancer plummets. Guinea worm eradicated. Ebola gone. Does that sound like I'm making that up? Well, no.
Those are good words all strung together.
They are. The major advances that we have had in our world in the last 12 months, victories, in fact, in the efforts to combat some diseases, the industrialized ones, kind of like COVID, tropical ones, the Guinea worm. A study last year found that cancer deaths have declined by a third in the last 30 years. So that's 3.8 million people are alive today. Thank you very much to various efforts to combat cancer. The report came from the American Cancer Society, as a matter of fact, published in the journal Cancer. So the CEO of the Cancer Society called the drop, quote, truly formidable. The report attributes the fall to developments of better treatments, better instruments, you know, that kind of stuff. Reduction in smoking, that's big. And earlier detection methods. Well, we still would be better off if we had better, much better food. And if we did much better when it came to your weight, how much alcohol you drink, that sort of thing. That's all directly cancer related.
Yeah, any of the ones that aren't predisposed to it. But also, it's like the cure is amazing. Finding a cure for all types of cancer would be absolutely amazing, and then the next step would be moving further to preventing it.
Yep. Right. Exactly. So, cancer research involves cutting-edge medical research. There are some problems, especially in places like India, where many of these things are not available and where the population is exploding. I don't even begin to understand. Is there any government at all in India? Do they have a clue? Do they know what they're doing, not only to their country, but to the human race in general, to the planet? It's ridiculous. It's outrageous, frankly. So anyway, the Guinea worm has been found in Uganda. It was in Chad. These are areas in Western Africa. But the eradication of... So that's a problem. But then we have Ebola. Remember when Ebola was a big thing a few years ago? Maybe 20, 30 years ago? I'm trying to remember back. It just seems like it was yesterday. But there have been very few cases of that. And so the authorities there say the magic bullet has been the community's understanding importance of doing what they have to, taking action, in fact, with the vaccines and that sort of thing. So there they are. Bye-bye, Ebola. Bye-bye, Guinea worm. Cancer. Yep. All right, so on the other side of the needle, if you will, there are HIV vaccines that have been created. All the hoopla about that. The advanced trials show that the vaccine that's been most prominently touted is no good. So, with that in mind, the question is being asked, what do you do now? How do you keep people from getting HIV and AIDS and that sort of stuff? Well, there's a whole lot of education that's gone on, right? And so, the idea that there is this vaccine which allows you, and this is probably a judgment call, to live a risky life, to have to engage in risky sexual activities. And you know, there isn't a pill for everything. There isn't a needle for everything. And so there's three examples of things being advanced. And then there's an example, that vaccine that they worked on for, what, last 3, 4, 5 years? HIV, though, the other side of it is that when it first got started, was it in the 80s? I think maybe in the 70s, 80s, somewhere in there when
it
HIV,
really
maybe
rose
earlier.
To national and international attention.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. It's not the killer. It's not the death sentence that it once was, because there are some drugs that you can take that keep you from, you know, you can have AIDS. I think, who was it? Who is the basketball player?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, right. Uh-huh. Thank you. Who proved he had it. And he's lived, he's, what is he, in his 80s now?
I think he's had enough treatments. I think he's actually reversed it within himself.
Did he?
I don't believe that he tests positive anymore for that.
No, right. So, anyway, there is... There's good and there's bad. They've tried this. They've tested it on a lot of people. But again, the news being disappointing as it is for those who have the problem. On the outgoing interview that Fauci had, he talked about this. There are other, he said, strategic approaches to deal with the problem. And a lot of the problem isn't here. It's in back again to Africa, where there is a lot more focus on health and well-being there than there used to be. I guess that's the good thing, right? But I wouldn't want to have to go through that. Would you?
Yeah, but without all of the resources and the funds to pay for resources.
Yeah. Well, they were trying to get this needle, this vaccine was an approach that would let those who have it forget about it. The medications were, you know, one shot and that's it, you're done, don't worry about it anymore. So now the medications that are available that pretty much have to be taken for the rest of the patient's life, okay, so what's the, I mean, I understand it'd be nice to have a shot and be done with it. This is, by the way, a trial was done by the folks at Johnson & Johnson, that's where all this work was done. Okay, so we have that. Now, here's talk about antisocial behavior. The Atlanta airport spectacle. Delta passenger sprays a fire extinguisher into the airport concourse. Confronted about attempting to open secure doors inside the concourse. So here's a nutcase. Jennifer Holder responded poorly when the airport staff questioned her about not paying for her chicken wings. This is very important.
So
right?
she was trying to escape.
Yeah. And she couldn't get out the door, people chasing her around, so she shoots them with the fire extinguisher. There's a video of this, you've seen it, right?
Well, and apparently, so she's claiming someone else paid for her meal.
No,
and then,
okay.
Yeah, just picks
good
up
thinking on your feet.
Starts spraying it. And it was a crowded airport, and it's the Atlanta airport.
It's the busiest airport in the country. The Atlanta airport is. So, anyway, she got this extinguisher. I don't know, why do we have to go into the details of it? In a sense, you know, the news media wants to dig around. Okay, there's all the details. The details in this circumstance, it's is it awkward? Yeah. Is it silly, crazy?
Well,
yeah.
But also with social
what's
media,
their motivation?
Everybody has a camera, a recording device with right. their phones that they carry all the time. And whenever something is happening, people are recording this and then they're posting it to social media. And
mm-hmm.
this could
wow,
have been a situation where once
this.
Upon a time, it would only have been in local news.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's all. You know, we should. I'll exercise better editorial judgment, because what's the point? All right, here's another one. Speaking of spraying, San Francisco art gallery owner caught on video spraying a homeless woman, arrested after the act. Collier Gwynn, taken into police custody, arrested, charged with misdemeanor battery. This incident outside the Foster Gwynn Gallery. You may recall that police said both parties chose not to to pursue criminal charges. Remember that when this took place a week or so ago? Bad publicity. But the city's district attorney said the police decided to arrest this woman after reviewing the evidence. The battery of an unhoused member. Isn't that awful? The politically correct way of referring to people now are unhoused. Who came up with that? What difference does it make whether you call them homeless or not? That's why is that politically incorrect? That's true.
Well, they are trying to differentiate people who have fallen on hard times and are like don't want to be homeless versus people who choose to be homeless or people who maybe are homeless because of PTSD, like homeless veterans, or people who are homeless because of severe drug addiction. It's probably trying to no longer put everybody in the same box of...
Who came up with this, though? Where do you think this started? Why?
But why is it offensive?
It's just one more thing. I don't know that I even would use the word offensive. It's needless. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
Better question, then. Why is it needless?
Because a person who doesn't have a home is without a home, therefore homeless. How he or she got that way isn't really, for me, if you choose to, okay. The fine and dandy side of that is, if you want to live, you do what the people up in Santa Barbara have done and other places where there was a big problem with the homeless. That is, you move them somewhere else. You either provide housing for them or you move them somewhere else. The Third Street Promenade, which would be the used to be the crowning glory.
It used to be amazing.
It's now nothing but a homeless pit. And businesses, I was talking to somebody last night who actually owns a business there, and he said he's going to have to close his shop up because they can't. People won't go up the promenade anymore. There's the damn homeless are everywhere. And it's damnable. It doesn't have to be this way. But if you really think, you've pushed a button, obviously, with me, because what I've seen happen in L.A. County, basically the ruination of much of what is a beautiful area, to the point where I would love to be there, but the woman doesn't deserve
to be hosed down.
No, I'm not suggesting anybody deserves to be hosed.
Yeah, just
that's not what I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Back to the story and back to the clock. 18 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have some sad news here in terms of, well, it's all this. When you're looking at social media and you're combing through for some of the literally death-defying news, people that are passing on. This is one, I guess I don't know, I wasn't thinking much about David Crosby and what was going on in his life. He's just kind of one of those people that was always there. Excuse me, always there, you know what I mean? But he no longer is there, and we'll talk about his passing. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, passing away at the age of 81 right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, David Crosby, and then Neil Young would join them from time to time. They won Grammys. They had
Best New Artist in 69.
Yep. Right. Yep. David Crosby founded the Byrds, and they were one of my faves in the 60s. And then, you know, it goes from there. The story of his life now. Let's listen.
The legendary singer, songwriter, and guitarist David Crosby has died. In 1941, Los Angeles, David Van Cortlandt Crosby was born. Growing up in a creative household and eventually dropping out of college to pursue his music career, his success came soon after, with Crosby founding two of the most legendary bands in rock history. First, the Byrds in 1964, finding their first number one hit a year later thanks to a cover of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. In 1968, he formed Crosby, Stills, and Nash, winners of the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1969, and would go on to add Neil Young to the lineup. Five albums that Crosby was involved with were included in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, and he was famously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once with each band. We remember American music legend, David Crosby.
Got a kick out of his wife, and maybe kick out of it. His legacy, she said, will continue to live on through his legendary music. So Doug adds as a postscript, and his sperm donations, because he is responsible for the child that Melissa Etheridge had. And I believe there's at least one or two other youngsters out there that came from his sperm, people that wanted not to have relationship, so he said, okay, you can use mine.
Mm-hmm. So, and at the time of his death, he was with his wife and his son, Django.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that, now, I never have heard that name other than the movie that starred, I think it was...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, yeah, I'm forgetting his name. I want to say Ray Charles because he
Jamie
played
Fox.
Ray Charles.
Jamie no, Fox. Yeah, right. Jamie Fox, right. Yep. So, anyway, his son's named Django, and that was the reason for that comment. Meanwhile, we think about David Crosby and all that he contributed, and you kind of have a smile on your face if you were from that era. Now, 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Starting in November, before the midterm elections, about 20 top-secret government documents were revealed by President Biden's attorneys in a Washington, D.C. office building and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Republican Jim Jordan on Fox.
I think everyone is surprised at every response we have gotten from the White House. Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing has unfolded. I still don't know the answer to why they were looking in the first place. What prompted them to go look on November 2nd?
The Federal Aviation Administration announced Thursday contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, disrupting a key computer system and prompting a nationwide ground stop on January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 U.S. flights. Contractors were trying to correct synchronization between a live primary database and a backup database. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say I hope you have a good day.
It's now 34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday the 20th is upon us. Jay Kirshner here with Doug to work our way back into your hearts and minds, celebrating librarian awards that were given to people who are big in the library business. How many of us really spend time anymore going to the library, renting books? I know it's one of the things that I enjoy doing with my grandson. But do adults do it? Do you go to the library, Jay? Do you?
I do. Well, I take Mac. They have a discovery zone for children, and we go play in that, and then we go play in the children's section. Yeah. And there are maybe not as many people as I remember there being back in the day when I was younger and in school at the library, but there still are a good number of people.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's a facility.
Yeah.
Lots of great things can happen. Gathering points, that sort of thing. I think that's cool.
It's a place where you can work. And
one of the things that was celebrated here in my community, there are programs that they conduct. And because I am as interested as I am in the space program and some of the things that NASA is doing is helping to educate youngsters through programs at libraries. And so I was looking back at what they have been doing. Do you realize it has been a year since that James Webb telescope was launched? It's just, you know, all the things we talk about in a collective sense over the course of the year and sending people to a NASA website. Wow, look at this and look at that and see how fabulous it is. Basically, if you were to sort of parenthetically look at what the telescope has done, hasn't it really upended our understanding of the universe from its earliest beginnings? That was one of the questions on Jeopardy last night about the age of the universe, and was there really a Big Bang theory? We'll never be able to really prove that, at least probably not in our lifetime. Maybe somebody will if the human race survives here, or the human race that's on some other planet someplace else can help understand it. That's the other thing. We all, many of us, think that we're here all by ourselves. That's all by myself. No, Nope. But I think that there, and part of the thing that you get out of the Webb telescope and some of the other things that are out there is that there has to be, the possibility exists, and I think it seems to be more likely than not.
Well, and we're finding that there are certain areas that are hospitable for life, or at one point or another were hospitable for life.
Yep, exactly. So, at any rate, I thought it was interesting, the island of Hawaii, or all the islands, the government of Hawaii yesterday voted to make preschool accessible to all who are 3 and 4 year olds. So that's something, it now is 5 years old, I believe. You've probably studied this for Mac, your son, and maybe you remember back to when you went to school for the first time. But to make it something, and that'll—I bet you.
That's interesting because kindergarten is five and six. Preschool is typically 3 and 4.
But is it a public or private situation?
In Hawaii.
Most of the ones that I know. No, anywhere. No, I'm just wondering if it's...
all of the above. There are private ones, there are public ones,
are
ones, preschools that are part of daycare centers, there are preschools that are part of churches. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but I didn't. Well, I guess I'm just
the Montessori variety, or
But you pay for those, at least around here. You do. You know, there's no public school education available here unless you're 5 years old. And maybe it's not the same. I thought it was the same everywhere, but maybe it isn't. And are you telling me in Ohio where you are that you can send Mac to school in a public circumstance that's paid for by taxation when Mac's 4 years old, he'll be able to go to some school?
I'll have to look into it. We haven't really considered. We're still trying to potty train, like one step at a time.
Good luck with that.
Not sure my brain can handle more than that at the moment.
Hip, hip, hooray, though, for that. That's good. All right, people in the news here on the Good Day program. Damar Hamlin seems to be making huge strides as he continues to recover from that hit in the chest and what happened to his heart. Almost daily he's showing up to the facility, Buffalo Bills, to, I don't know if he's practicing, but he's going to team meetings anyway, so that's pretty good news, right?
That's great news, yeah, considering at one point nobody even thought he would make it. And there was a big thought process of if he did survive, what kind of life would he have?
Yeah, right,
because
exactly.
There was concern for brain damage, and I mean, he is truly a walking miracle.
Yep. So Betty thanks his lucky stars for that. As he gets up, he walks and talks, and I don't think he's gone to a... Well, are the Bills still in the playoffs? This is what I know about it. Buffalo Bills, are they still... Yeah, they played the Dolphins last week.
Yeah, and they're actually playing Cincinnati this weekend. And that was the game. The Bills versus Bengals was when DeMar had his medical emergency. So they are playing on Sunday, and there are 8 teams still. There's going to be 4 games this weekend, and then narrows it down to the conference championships. And then after that is Pro Bowl and Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. You've got the schedule. Good for you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The fate of Leslie Jordan, the actor, you saw a picture of him, you'd remember him. And I think most recently, isn't he in that TV show, Call Me Cat, or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, Call Me Cat. He was on Will and Grace for a while. He had so many other parts in different things. And with his death, because there was that car accident, but also knowing that he suffered a medical emergency, there was a question of, did the car accident kill him? Did his medical emergency cause the car accident? Did the medical emergency happen after the car accident? But they have come to their conclusions.
And it is that he had a cardiac, they call it a cardiac dysfunction. He had a heart attack. And that's what caused him to crash. It's just, you think about these sorts of things. And the reason I bring it up is not because it may be on everybody's mind.
He had died. He'd already died before the car crashed into the building.
Right. Yeah. He had a heart attack and was dead and bang. And then the car obviously loses control. But what happens, the reason I bring it up is because it's good to know, kind of get the end of the story. And in this circumstance, like so many others, we tell the first story and then we don't tell the second story or the rest of the story or what happened. I remember it took a long time to, if you go back to the same sort of thing happening in Hollywood, Anne Heche, when she had a different circumstance. It wasn't a heart attack. She was on drugs and drunk and stuff, wasn't she?
No, I believe they found that there were no active drugs in her system at the time.
So
they went in.
Really? I thought that they found that. So she just drove into the house?
I'm going to have to pull that up again, but I do remember when an autopsy, something came back, and one of the things that the media had been suspicious upon, it ended up not being true.
All right. Well, we'll check that out. Next person, Carol Baskin. Didn't she and her husband go to jail this week? I think they finally put her in. I'm thinking about the two from that crazy TV show. Carol Baskin is the one with Joe, right?
I know I'm not supposed to do this, but to rewind real quick, the Anne Heche
one. No, you can do it.
Fentanyl was found in her blood when she was taken to the hospital.
It was
unclear whether it was given to her as a painkiller or if it was an illegal drug, if it was prescription or
Nobody ever stood up and said, oh, yeah, I prescribed that for her. This is kind of strange. All right,
moving forward to Carol Baskin, who, that was one of the storylines from the first Tiger King, of how her husband just disappeared, and a lot of people were kind of like, is nobody going to talk about how we think she killed him and fed him to a tiger and all of that?
Well, apparently, he's still missing, right?
Yeah, he is. And it's one of those things that some people are like, oh, no, he was found alive. Homeland Security or somebody, they found him alive in a different country, and the local authorities are like, okay, well, if that were the case, they would have contacted us so that we could close his case here, and nobody has contacted us. So it still remains, is he or isn't he?
He's been eaten. Come on. Let's go. And so why did I confuse Carol Baskin and that fiasco, that circus, that soap opera, with the others that went to jail, the husband and wife team, Chesley? Why do I don't even know why I confused the two of them.
The Chrisleys,
yes, that's it, right?
Chrisley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You see how important that stuff is to me. But see, I'm doing my job, because people like to dig into stuff like that. So let's talk about Ben Savage then. Remember him from Boy Meets World? How many people, raise your hands, please, if you remember Ben Savage?
Yes.
Yep.
I watched Boy Meets World, and I even watched the Disney Channel reboot Girl Meets World, where he was the father.
Corey Matthews was the part, that was the name of the character he played in Boy Meets World. But now things have changed, and apparently he filed paperwork this week with the Federal Election Commission to run for Congress. Going to run as a Democrat in California's 30th District. Adam Schiff, who is a worthless turd in my estimation, he's the Democrat that's been there the longest, comes from, he lives in Burbank now. He grew up in my hometown of Framingham, Mass, as a matter of fact. Schiff isn't, because Schiff is vulnerable. It's because Schiff is going to run against, he's running to fill the seat. I'm not sure whether Feinstein is, whatever has happened. She kind of went off the, fell off of the front page and fell off of pretty much everything. She's 84, 86 and seemed to be losing all of her faculties. So apparently, she's been in that Senate seat for 40 years or something crazy like that?
My goodness.
Good God. Huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ben Savage says he's never run for public office before. Well, wait a minute. I thought he did. You ran for the city council in West Hollywood. My son lives there. I remember they talked about voting for him. So anyway, Savage said then he was running because people are dissatisfied, disappointed with the way the city is heading. Yeah, you think? Huh. Good heavens. I don't know. So he's a Democrat, all right? That's the way to win in California. Hard to win a seat unless you're in Orange County or up in the inland areas of Central California. You got to be a Democrat. So there you go. Latest person to say, I can do it better than somebody else can do it. Ben Savage, running for Congress. Let's see here. Pro soccer player Anton Walks. You know anything about him? He's got so much more people, many more people paying attention to soccer these days. This guy's died. Got involved in a boat accident down in Florida.
Right? Only 25.
25. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're interested in, remember the pajama commercial we had the Christmas time, the naked or see-through pajamas? Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah, feels like you're naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at a picture of J-Lo and another one of Katie Holmes. J-Lo is wearing a fully naked dress with a big bow at the premiere of her latest movie, Shotgun Wedding. Want to take a look at that? See what that everybody's going. Wow, let's go look at that picture. I want to see J-Lo naked.
Oh, an illusion dress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what it's called? An illusion dress, really?
Well, when you look at it, you can see that there is. It's nude colored and it's very sparkly and bedazzled, and there's kind of a yellow bow underneath around her midsection. But when you look closely, you can see that it is skin colored, like an underlay.
Yeah. Kind of, it's like the same as the naked pajamas. That's
really
what they
were. Oh, there are some naked outfits or naked dresses that straight up look like you are naked. That's the print on them. It's craziness.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, there it is. We've got the naked report here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jay and I now farm, food, and family focused on the program. Here's something that you will have a hard time believing. Listen carefully to my words. Okay, you ready? An allergy alert has been issued on undeclared peanuts in peanut butter hot chocolate.
Right?
Yeah, anybody home here?
So I have one or two questions. Does it mean that
please.
This peanut butter hot chocolate does not actually use any peanut butter, like how sometimes we'll have like strawberry popsicles, and they're not actually flavored with any real strawberry?
Yes, red dye number 4.
So is it something like that, and actual peanuts got into it? But also, if I have a severe peanut allergy, I see the words peanut on anything, I'm not even going to bother looking at the ingredient list. I'm just going to walk away.
I think we're going to, from the Common Sense Department, or lack thereof, this is something U.S. Food and Drug Administration is all over, because consumers with a peanut allergy who have purchased this product are urged not to consume the product. You morons!
If you have a peanut allergy, don't have the peanut butter hot chocolate.
Peanut butter hot chocolate. Ay, man, oh man. Let's hear it for the helpless society. Okay, next item. Hy-Vee has recalled pot roast dinners because of food allergen concerns. This is a voluntary recall on a couple of different varieties of Hy-Vee pot roast meals because there is undeclared wheat in them. I got news for you. There's pretty much undeclared wheat in everything. There, just it's everywhere. It's all over the place. And if it isn't in wheat, it's something else. The sprays from Monsanto that are used to keep whatever bugs may be around or whatever, that's what you're allergic to.
Or it's even cross-contamination.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if you have Hy-Vee grocery stores, dollar fresh markets, if you have things that come from those places, then bring them back. You got a beef pot roast dinner. What do you get for $5? That's what it costs, right? $5? And then there's a $10 version as well. It's just because it's bigger. This is, I love it. The company says, you can throw the meals away. No. You return them to a Hy-Vee location, get a full refund. You know what I would do if I were involved in this, if I had a recall? I'd want them to pay for my gas and my time bringing this thing back to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd make sure there was a camera crew there in case the store owner said, oh, we can't do that. Really? Okay, well, I'm not the reason this thing is a problem.
And you usually don't get the sales tax back. It's only the price of the item itself.
Right. So this is for folks who are listening to this program in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin, where they have several hundred stores in that region of the upper Midwest. Okay? Bring it back. Say, well, okay, I'd like my money back. I want my sales tax back. And I also would like to have you pay me for the gasoline or give me $25 worth of free food. Right? Gas, whatever, how much time, how much do you make an hour? That's what I do for me. And I wouldn't wince and I wouldn't give in. I'd say, yep, okay, I'm staying here until I get what I need. How about that for taking a position? Dolly Parton is in the Farm, Food, and Family News. She's preparing some more Duncan Hines baking mixes. Dolly likes brownies, biscuits, and cornbread. So these are new from Duncan Hines. Hitting stores later this month, buttermilk biscuits, cornbread, a couple of different flavors of brownies. She has these family recipes that she's partnered with Duncan Hines. I always thought Duncan Hines as a kid was the best. You know, Betty Crocker does this stuff. Who else has any kind of reasonable cake mixes?
Betty Crocker is the one that always sticks out in my mind. Does Pillsbury?
Pillsbury, I think, does. Yeah, right. I think you're right.
Yeah, fridge cookies.
So Dolly Parton's buttermilk biscuit mix costs $3.29. That's pretty inexpensive, right? The fudge brownie mix is $3.49, for those who care about the 20 cents. So these are available, as I said, later on in all the big grocery stores around the country. And because her name is, I don't know if it's any good or not, but her name on it will sell it like hotcakes, right?
No, but she's not going to put anything out that she does not stand behind.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she already has Dolly Parton's Southern Style Coconut Flavored Cake Mix, Dolly Parton's Southern Style Banana Flavored Cake Mix, Dolly Parton's Creamy Buttercream Frosting, and Chocolate Buttercream Frosting. Yum. I'm hungry right now for a Dolly Parton cake and some frosting on it, so I'm going to go have some, and I'll talk to you later, Jay. Thanks. 59, Pat.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.